Good morning. Our question today is when we're having a siyum to exempt a bechor or bechorim, firstborn, from fasting on Erev Pesach, on what books can the siyum be made? In other words, if somebody learns, say, for Yeshua, is that sufficient? Or Mishnayos, Tainis, is that sufficient to make a siyum to exempt the bechorim from fasting? So when it comes to having a siyum in general, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, that there are places that they are noeg, the bechorim, they're lenient, they go to a Sudas Mitzvah, and they eat at the Sudas Mitzvah. For example, if there's a bris on Erev Pesach, and somebody who's a Bechor adds in, they join in with the Sudas Mitzvah, or then he continues talking about Siyumim. People in our country, in certain places, he says that they are also lenient, that when somebody has a Siyum on a Masechta, that the firstborn join in, and even though it's not the firstborn, it's not the Bechorim that are doing the learning themselves, but because they are being mitzarif, they're adding in to somebody else, Simcha, they are lenient, and that would be sufficient to absolve them from the need to fast on Erev Pesach. So the Piskei Tshuvos goes into an extended discussion of what types of svarim would be sufficient to make a siyum on them. So he says as follows, a Masechta, certainly of the Bavli, a Masechta of Talmud Yerushalmi, somebody who learns an entire Seder of the Shash Mishnayos, so somebody learns off Nezikin Mishnayos or Nashim, whatever it may be, if he learns it and he learns it to understand it, it's not that he simply read it through in order to fly through it, but there was some level of understanding when learning the Masechta in Gemara, or learning the Masechta in Yerushalmi, or learning a Seder of Mishnayos, that would be sufficient. And then he expands that, and he says, how about one Masechta in Mishnayos? If somebody learns Tainis, or to learn Shabbos, or Erevin, so he says that if you learn it with the Perush of the Bartanura, or the Tosfos Yontov, maybe both of them together, there is Simcha for that person who is being Mesayim, and accordingly, that would also be acceptable to make a Siyum on Erev Pesach. And how about a Sefer of Nevim? Out of the Tanakh, would that be sufficient? So again, he says, if you learn it with one of the Perushim of the Rishonim, you learn it not just to run through it, but you learn it with a Perushim, you understand what you're doing. Indeed, there is Simcha, there's Simcha Shel Mitzvah with somebody, and accordingly, somebody can make a Sudas Mitzvah. That would be a Sudas Mitzvah, and that would exempt anyone who attends, who is a Bechor, who would have to fast from fasting that day. However, to simply learn a Masechta of Mishnayos or a Sefer of Navi quickly, just to spend a little time in order to have a Siyum, but to not have some depth of understanding, that would not be sufficient to make a Siyum. That would not be a Sudas Mitzvah, unless he says it's a real time of need, a Shas Hadchag, then that would be acceptable. So we have various options. The concept here is to learn something seriously, not to just run through it in order to make a siyum. The Piskei Tshuvos does say, how about dividing up a Masechta between a number of people? So if we have a Masechta, for example, that has 30 dapim, and we have 6 people participated, so each takes 5 dapim or something like that. So the Tshuvos Kinyan Torah says that if a number of people divide up a Masechta between them, everyone learns his own portion, that would be sufficient to make a siyum on that. So it's similar, he says, to the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, writing a sefer Torah, that a number of people can write a sefer Torah, number of sofrim, and that would be mekayim the mitzvah, so too a siyum a masechta. However, there are achronim that disagree with this, that's it's different from writing a sefer Torah. The point of writing a sefer Torah is have the sefer Torah written, it doesn't matter how many people write it, but when it comes to the simcha of a siyum, we need effort put into it, we need Hasmada and Yegia. We need to really apply ourselves to learning. And if you're just dividing it up between a number of people and each has a smaller portion, there was no real effort put into that learning. And that's not a real simcha. And if it's not a real simcha, it would not warrant a siyum, a siyum which would be a su'udas mitzvah. And accordingly, that would not exempt Bechorim who otherwise have to fast from fasting on Erev Pesach. Have a wonderful day.